Turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy. It's right before 2 Timothy. It's not a church split. It's the same guy. Timothy was Paul's protege. He loved this man. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Reading out of the King James Version. I want to talk tonight about something the Spirit of God quickened me today. I'm a man full of joy. I tried sad and I didn't like it. I tried broken. I got away from that real quick. I've been so healthy in my life that the only time I've ever been in a hospital is when I was born and they slapped me. I ain't been back since. I'm the only Duplantis in my whole lineage of my family that made it to the 40s without a heart attack. And now I made it to the 50s. Now I'm going to be 52 in July. I look a little older because my hair is so white, but it's them television lights just bleaching. But the closer I get to you, the younger I look. I do. I'm serious. Wait, let me get out the lights a little bit, Glory. See? So I'm going to a man with gray hair. I ain't stupid. What do you think? Praise God. See? Now I'm getting closer to you. Now, most people never get close to me. What do you think, ma'am? Thank you. We'll be having an altar call for liars at the close of this broadcast. John Hagee pinned a name on me that's went all over the world. He says, Jesse is the apostle of joy. Well, thank you, John. I made up my mind. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. That doesn't mean the world doesn't affect me. Because see, people think that man don't have no problems at all. No, I got problems, more problems than you do. The difference between me and you, I got an answer. But just because I got an answer don't mean the problem is not going to come. But the answer is wonderful when the problem does come, you answer and send it on. I've had many opportunities to fail and I just don't take any. I've had a lot of people say, I tell you what, boy, things are going to get bad. That's it for you. And they think that's arrogance. No, that's understanding of the word of God. Ain't got anything to do with arrogance. But you see, I've decided if I'm going to believe this book, I'm going to believe it, or I'm not going to believe any of it. So I'm not moved by how I feel. Because if I did, I wouldn't do half the stuff I do. Now, I love my family, but I had to get away from them. They're trying to kill me. They say, if you don't slow down, boy, I'll tell you one day you're going to get a heart attack. And you know, your brother had a major heart attack and he's totally disabled since he's 34 and he's 44. Your oldest brother is totally disabled when he's 37, he's 54. Your daddy had a major heart attack at 34 and he totally disabled then. And my God, you know, and mama's people got cancer and diabetes. And I say, you're not going to make it, Jesse. I said, I ain't going to your house no more. And you don't think I am a man of my word? I didn't go for 10 years. I love them, but I ain't going to let them kill me. I will not have that around me. Why? Want to live. Pretty simple, isn't it? Just want to live. If I died tonight, I done beat the family. I'm the only one working. I'm serious. All of them are disabled. My brother has 20% of his heart working. Is that I'm bragging on him. There's no way I could. I know what genetics are. Well, but I'm not genetically linked up with the Duplantis family. I'm genetically linked up with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hey! Glory. Come on, somebody shout with me. Yeah! Well, how do you know that, Brother Jesse? Very simple. The mouth is where you get information. The mind is where you process information. You ought to write that down. That'll help you. That's why you should never miss church, because you're missing information. The mouth is where you get it. The mind is where you process it. Are you understanding that? I want to talk tonight about the battle of life. There is a battle. There's a devil out there. Now, he's restricted and rejected and awaiting confinement. You could say he's out on bail, but he got to show up. He's going to hell whether he like it or not. He's been judged and convicted. Now, I want to read this passage of scripture here, 1 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to start reading with verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. This is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee. So notice God was already talking to Timothy through prophecy. that by them, so never forget what God says to you through prophecy, that by them Midas war a good warfare. Now, how do you war a good warfare? Verse 19, holding faith. It didn't say turning it loose because it doesn't feel like it's working right or it looks like it's not working right. It says hold faith. How do you do that? And a good conscience, or through the mind where the information is processed, which some have put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. How many people you know that they started out believing that Ocala word of faith, and they got enough of it, didn't like it, left, and their lives are wrecked? Now, we're not against them. My God, we want to help them. That's not the issue. What happened? When you put away faith, you're heading for a shipwreck. You understand what I'm saying? So first you hold faith. How do you fight a good warfare? You hold faith. How do you do it? Through a good conscience. Now when you start, people say that faith stuff don't work. Oh my, that is detrimental to the body of Christ. And he says this. Now Paul was the kind of man, you could tell Paul was not a pastor because he named people. Paul didn't like you. He said, you, George, get your ugly self out of this church. I'll knock your brains out. Get out of here. The Lord gonna beat your brains out. Get out of here. Now, I tell you what, man, they'd have killed him again today if he'd have lived in this generation. I can prove it to you in the next verse. And he recorded this for the world to see. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander? Now, you know, look what he says. Whom I have delivered unto Satan. He didn't wait for the devil to get him. Let me help you, boy. I'm gonna bring you to the devil right over here. Get your ugly devil, kick his rear end. Do what you gotta do. So he learned not to blaspheme. Or what he's saying is he won't hear it from God. Maybe the devil will get him straight. Strong man, isn't he? I've never done that in my life. I've never done that. I seen a man one time at a funeral. I don't have false teeth, but if I did, I'd have swallowed him. I couldn't believe he did it. There's a man. The coffin's open. Do you understand? His name is John. The coffin's open. Everybody's crying. I'm just sitting there just paying my respects, you know? All of a sudden, the preacher stopped, walked down to the coffin. He said, y'all know John's in hell? I went, oh. Y'all know he's in hell today, burning in the flame of fire. Now, I tell you what, how many of y'all going to go to hell with him? And people got up and said, I didn't like John when he was alive. I sure ain't going to hell with him. And came up and got saved. Now, I could not do that. That's a true story. I could not do that. But he could. What would you do if Pastor Tim would do that? You'd go, oh, Jesus. Woo. If you was Catholic, you'd go, whoo. If you was Pentecostal, that's strong. But he was right. People got saved, wouldn't you? People were so shocked. They sucked all the oxygen out of the room. He said, now you better get saved. Here they come. Yeah, we need to get saved. Lord Jesus, help us, God. Paul is that type of man. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, who I've turned over to Satan. He said, did he love them? Not that much. Love has an end to it. Wow. So that he learned not to blaspheme. And when I saw that struck me. I thought, my God, God couldn't teach him how to stop blaspheming. Well, maybe the devil can. Paul was actually trying to save the boy's life. Because the devil beat you enough, you'll run back to God. So I want to talk about that, the battle of life. Now watch this. Write this point down. When you wish to please the Lord in all your ways, opposition, pain, and difficulty will arise. Every time you try to do something for God, get ready for some opposition. Get ready for some pain. It's going to happen. You think, can't things be easy? Well, they are easy. All you got to just do what God said. But opposition coming, pain is coming, and difficulty. And I thought, Lord, why? Why do we always have to struggle to get things? It's called the battle of life. You're holding faith. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Look at me. He didn't say, fight faith. In fact, there's a statement in the Bible that always amazed me. He said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And I thought, my God, why would God put that in the Bible? How could anybody say there wouldn't be faith in the earth till 1984? all of a sudden people begin to write books against faith. You couldn't find a book against faith from the beginning of time till about 1984. All of a sudden people said that faith business don't work. People began to write. People got confused. It had hyperfaith, another narcissism, the seduction of Christianity. Well, if faith is a seducing, the doctrine seduce me. I need some help because the only way I can please God. And I'm not being critical of those books, what I'm the people that write them, because God will forgive them. But anything caused confusion, you know it's not of God. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you how sometimes they try to cover confusion with the word balance. Gossip comes camouflaged as concern. Have you heard? Don't tell nobody, but it's pure gossip, but it camouflages it as concern. So when you wish to please the Lord in all your ways, opposition, pain, and difficulty will arise. So finally I said, Lord, why? He said, let me tell you why. Because Jesse, you and you people here are a source of pleasure to God. When God sees you, he goes, look at my kids. No, I was sitting there like that, and that little, what's your little girl's name? Greta? She said, look, mama, that's Jesse Duplantis. Now, that's innocence talking. That's a wonderful thing. Look, I was in Honolulu, Hawaii. I was coming home. I preached up 2 weeks, and there was a little girl coming to me, 5 years old. She said, my God, my God, my God. Right there in Honolulu, I went, she said, you're Jesse Duplantis. I said, yes, I am. She said, you've come to my church. I said, what church is that? She said, Bishop T.D. Jakes. She said, I go to Jakes Church. 5 years old. I said, well, bless God. She said, you know what? I'm believing God to be a preacher just like you. You want to hear me preach? I said, yeah. She said, the book Isaiah said in chapter 29, verse 1. I said, go ahead, girl. This is right in the Honolulu airport. And her mother's on the telephone over here. She said, that's my daughter. She loves you, Brother Jesse. You are her idol. You and Bishop Jakes. This girl could preach the gospel. She said, I'm going to be a preacher. God's called me. Can you tell? I said, yeah, I can tell. That was a wonderful thing. It was wonderful to see a child quote scripture. Glory to God. But I can guarantee you, opposition's going to come. Difficulty and pain. But that's all right. She's the source of pleasure. She pleased me. She pleased God. She pleased mama. She pleased all the other people. They said, my Lord, she's just a little preacher, isn't she? One lady said, no, she'll probably be the first lady priest. They were all, they said, my, they couldn't get over this girl. But you could see that this girl didn't just go to church. She listened. There was something in her. Oh, God. She's your source of pleasure. So I'm going to say something going to sound strange. The Lord loved Jesse. He can't help himself. He does that. He just come up to me and go, oh, Jesse. He just loves me. He does. I say, you want to hug me? Go ahead, Lord. Go ahead, hug me. Now, I know that sounds nuts, but that's true. It's just true. But see, we've been taught all our life, God going to kill us, beat our brains out. We ain't worth nothing. No, no, let me tell you something. He went to the cross and died for you. He took a whipping for you. He gave you the Bible, bless God, to whip the devil. Glory to God. He loves you. But there is a battle in life. You know where all my problems come from? Not the heathens. Listen to me. The heathens like me. It's them Christians. They're not thorns in the flesh. They're complete bushes. Some you got to run through forests. Sometime I'll tell a story. And I may tell it a little different. I'm not lying. I may remember something else that I didn't say in the first time. And they'll put it on the internet. He lying. He lying. He lying. I don't have time to answer that trash. I had a man send a bunch of pamphlets. You might have gotten one to him. He said, Jesse Duplantis is a Mormon. Jesse Duplantis is a Mormon. Send them all over the Mormon. I wrote him back. I don't hardly ever answer. But I wrote him. I said, listen, I cannot be a Mormon. I don't own a bicycle. I don't have a bicycle. You gotta have a bicycle to be a Mormon. That's the last time I ever answered anybody. And I thought, Lord, why? People don't believe my heaven book. Let me help you. Let me help you. Look at me. You watching my television. Come here, come here. I didn't ask you to. You don't like the book. Throw the thing away. I don't mean that rude. You don't like it. Throw it out. Don't look at me weird. I'm not hard. I'm doing exactly what Jesus did. Jesus never said this. He never urged people to believe he was the Son of God. You never heard Jesus say, listen, I'm the Son of God. Come on. I really am. Listen to me. I'm the Son of God. You got to believe this. Come on. What's the matter with you? No. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. They said, we don't believe it. He said, yo mama. Oh, get out of here. I'm out of here. Is that strong? Are you hearing me? Don't get mad at me. I'm just following Jesus. Look at some people. Woo! Hey, that's how Jesus was. We're going to push you off a cliff. Get your ugly self out my face. Do you understand? He had battles. And all Jesus wanted to do was please his Father. But he had opposition, he had pain, and he had difficulty. Why? Because the only way the devil tries to get at God is by trying to get at you, because he knows that you are a source of great pleasure to God. God, I'm going to buy this tape myself. I like this. People say, how do you know that? Because Revelation 4:11. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Look at me. I'm a pleasure person. What does that mean? God had great pleasure in creating me. He said, let's make a Cajun with white hair and white teeth. People say, is there anything about yourself you don't like? I don't like my hands. My hands are small. Look like women's hands. I got very small hands for men. I believe there was two little hands on the floor and the Lord said, put them on Jesse so we have no loss. I got little hands. Was created for his pleasure. Some of you, he put feet on you and you was a woman. He wants you going somewhere, covering territory. Everybody got things about themselves they don't like. When Kathy married me, God, I was a good looking man. You should have seen me. Oh, when I was 20 years old, Lord, Lord, I had them abdominals, three sets of muscles. I had three. Now I only got one. That's all I got. One. I lost the other two. I don't know where they went. Something happened to me. Something grabbed me over here. I don't know what this is. Twin brother live over here. The whole neighborhood right here. But when Kathy married me, do you know we'd go to a beach? You know what she would say? Jesse, put a shirt on. Too many people look at it because I had muscles, man. I look good. You got to see it by faith, but it's the truth. Now, if we go to the beach, she said, Jesse, don't take that shirt off. But you know what? I didn't marry her body. She didn't marry my body. Thank God. Because women, they have handsome too. Women get all them bumps on them, you know, all that stuff. They call cellulite, you know. I call it bumps. Honey, do you see any bumps, honey? You see any bumps? And her husband said, oh, no, honey, just a little hail damage. Bam! You just So don't worry about it. That's why you got control top pantyhose, man. Boy, you can stuff everything in them control top. Just put it in the back, boy. I know women do that every Sunday. I know what happens when you go home on Sunday morning. I see Kathy do it. After finish serving, you got the control top. You get to your house, you go, oh, pulling babies off. Am I telling the truth, men? You seen it? Sure. Man, you can pull a car with a pair of control top. It's battles. We have battles. Remember when you could go eat, not worry about if it was carbohydrates or protein? Do you have the sugar buster diet? And they see all that fat on you and they're going, you got to be kidding me. You asking me for a sugar buster? It's like people that dye their hair and get facelifts. Can you tell? What you think? Sure they can tell. I thought about getting some of mine tied up a little bit. Well, Benny dyed his hair. Why can't I tie up my face? I don't care. See, I would, Kathy said, if Jesse ever got a facelift, he'd tell everybody. I said, look, give me that extra skin. I want when people see that. I'd like to be like this. Lord Jesus. But hey, if you can afford it, enjoy. I had people write and say, oh man, cosmetic surgery is of the devil. You ought to just be the way God made you. That's what they're trying to get to. They're trying to go back to what God made them. Man, I got this thing starting to hang. Look, I can put it in my shirt. Look, it's stubborn. Hey, and I edit this off. Jerry Savelle's worse. He gonna get mad. I heard him preaching one time. You hear? I said, Jerry, that chicken neck hanging, that scratching that microphone. You got to put that microphone down a little lower. Now, don't tell him I said that. Keep that to yourself. Jerry Savelle's older than I am. He is. But he looks younger. God's blessed him. But he ain't went through a sin life like I did. He was sinful man, but I was a professional. When I got saved, Satan cried. He said, we've lost a great man today. Whoo, we don't know if ever can replace this boy. See, having faith in God is so important in this life. Now listen to this point. Having faith in God is so important in this life. The battle that comes may not always be your choice, but the outcome is. Man, I mean, I don't choose battles, but the outcome of that battle is my choice. Do you understand that? I mean, I didn't ask for the battle. I didn't ask for any of that junk. So the battle may come, may not be your choice, but the outcome of that battle is you win. God made you a winner. How do you know he gave you the name of the Lord? What do you mean the name of the Proverbs 18:10? The name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run into it and is saved. All I do is run into the name of Jesus. It's a strong power. You see what I'm saying? Now, if I go by how I feel, well, then my Lord Jesus, I never do nothing. None of us can live by how we feel. Because, I mean, what would your kid do? He said, Mama, I don't feel like going to school for the rest of my life. Boy, you 6 years old. Yeah, I'm going to be a dummy all my life. I ain't going. You ain't moved by that, boy. You said, get your ugly self up, son. You're going to school. I want you out of this house one day. Now, I got enough guts to say it. Y'all, you can't wait till they get married. Let them go. Problem is they have grandbabies and they come back. You know why they call them grandbabies? Got to spend a grand on them. Grandbabies way more expensive than regular babies. When you had regular babies, you didn't have enough money to do anything. After you get grandbaby, you got a little money. Ooh, listen, they know that too. And go to Papa's house. Daddy ain't got nothing but Papa doing well. People get disappointed. And where does disappointment come from? God, no. Disappointment is a powerful tool used by Satan. Don't replay the guilt of previous mistakes or become preoccupied with past losses. What's happened in the past is gone. You know, every once in a while I go to this high school reunion of mine, Lord Jesus. They want to talk about the Jesse before. I said, I don't know him. He died. But you, who would have thought that you would have been a preacher? You were such a heathen. Yes, I was. I was a heathen when I was a baby. I mean, they put me in a bassinet. I was winking at the girls in the other little bassinet. Hey, what's up? I never saw an ugly woman in my life. I didn't care if you was fat or you're skinny. Fat women give you heat in the winter and shade in the summer. I didn't care. I could care. I was full of the devil. I mean, I didn't care if a girl was, people say, she's kind of fat. I like her. She's skinny. I like her too. She's black. I like her. She red. I like her. I was full of the devil. I didn't care. I'm going to be honest. I didn't care. I dated them from 11 to 55. And I was 18. I dated a woman 55 years old when I was 18. She was a good looking girl. My mom would go, oh, I'm so embarrassed, this boy. I say, what's up, mama? How you doing? I didn't care. You got a sister, grandma? Don't make no difference to me. I was full of the devil. I was good at it. But when I got born again, I said, God, if I was such a devil for the devil, I'm going to be a saint for you. I'm going to believe your word. We're going to believe in healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out the devil. Why, Lord G, we're going to believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Do you see? And did you ever have any pull on, drank a fifth of whiskey a day, smoked a little dope a week, snorted cocaine, took trips, never left my house? Don't act like y'all don't know nothing about drugs in Florida. Didn't care. You're gonna die. Mama said, you're gonna die before you're 23 years old. Okay. You're going to hell. Okay. No conscience. Didn't care. Just didn't. Well, every Christian I knew believed in healing was sick. Why I want to be like that? Every Christian that believed in love was mad at somebody. Every Christian that believed in prosperity is broke. Think I want to serve your God? You're broke, you're sick, and you're mad. At least I'm drunk when I'm broke. Christianity didn't have anything for me until a man named Dr. Billy Graham, who was a perfect example of Christianity, who never cut nobody, who just loved people, who told people to go to church and didn't tell them where to go. Bless God, you got to be Assembly of God. You got to be Catholic. Why would you leave the mother church? What's wrong with you? My God, we're Lutherans and Methodists and Episcopalians. Mama been like that, Daddy, we are. He never said any of that. He said, if you'd like to meet Jesus, and you're watching today by television, and I was, if you'll write me, I'll send you the same literature as I'm giving these that are coming forward. You make your decision for Christ and go to church next Sunday. I said, where? Didn't know. But here's a man who had a lot of battles. But even today, you just get around that man. And even heathens melt. Why? He's a representative of Christ. Many battle scars. Oh, man. You see, you don't replay the guilt of previous mistakes or become preoccupied with past losses. So when he asked me, oh, man, you were such a sinner. I said, really? I don't remember. Well, let me tell you what you used to do. I said, no, I'd rather not. My ears are not garbage fields. I've been born again. If you don't like the way you're born, try it again. It's better the second time around. Well, Brother Jesse, what about these battles? Well, battle is your chance for recognition. Satan always attacks what he fears the most. You ready for this? Promotion from God brings satanic attention. The men this church get blessed, you get ready, son. Devil fights you like a dog, boy. Promotion from God brings satanic attention. Did you know the devil is not a faith devil, but a flesh devil? And ladies and gentlemen, you know what's amazing to me? when I told everybody I was going on television, this is 1979. I said, I'm going on television. I didn't have enough money to fill up a Toyota with gasoline. That's when gas was about 29 cents a gallon. The devil didn't believe I was going on television. He said, he ain't going on television. He ain't got enough money to get out of town with a Toyota. But that's what I said. God said I was going. I said, I'm going on television, everybody. And preachers laughed behind my back and to my face. People said, he's a good kid. He got a lot of dreams and ambition, but it ain't going to happen. Devil didn't believe it. The Christian didn't believe it. But I believed it. And God believed it. 1984 came. Bam! We hit worldwide television. The devil said, he going on television. And the demon said, well, yeah, he said that 1979. Well, I didn't believe it. But he going on television. Look at him. He's already signed a contract. He paid for 1 year in advance. Nobody's ever done that. That's what the network said. See, the devil didn't believe. Preachers didn't believe. But I believed. I had battles. I had to believe God. But I tell you what, it came to pass. 1984, the Voice of the Covenant television telecast previewed or came out. It was something that you ought to see that. I had brown hair. Hello, I'm Jesse Duplantis. Hey! People went, good Lord. He's happy. We ain't seen happy preachers. I never said this, won't you help me? Won't you help me? If I don't hear from you today, we going off the air. I never said that. I never heard Jesus say, if you don't help me today, we can't go to Capernaum. Nazareth is definitely out the picture. I wanted to see mama, but I ain't got enough money to get there. You never heard Jesus say that. We believe God, man. The minute that happened, Lord Jesus, the devil's come out the woodwork. Promotion from God brings satanic attention. You can take that to the bank, buddy. But that's all right. Greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And if God be for you, who could be against you? Now let me say this. When you understand that, you'll understand what a speaking spirit is. Can I get into that? Yeah, Lord. Now we've been dealing a lot with that, but I got some revelation on the speaking spirit. God said, let us make man. He breathed in the nostrils and man became a living soul. Let me read that Genesis 2:7. Actually, in the Hebrew, it said the man became a speaking spirit. Speak, spirit. What is God? A speaking spirit. You got to understand what Adam, you ever thought what Adam looked like when God formed his body out of the dust of the ground? He was a gray, lifeless mass of dirt. If you look in the original Hebrew, God formed him out of one block of dirt. A big, beautiful white piece of marble was given to Michelangelo. And he created the La Pietà. It's in the Vatican. I was in the Vatican. Oh, the Lord blessed me the other day. The Pope was there. So I got to go to one of the Pope's services. It was great. I thought, Lord, I didn't know the Pope was going to be here. That is great, man. I thought, glory to God, the Pope's here. I said, Kathy, the Pope's here. She said, man, the Lord blessed us, Jesse. So we saw him in person, listened to him talk. Seemed like a sweet, precious man. All the cardinals there, you know. They're the ones in red. But he's in white. The other one's in black. A couple of purple, a little lavender. But the white and the red's where the power is. But so all, when they gave Michelangelo, and if you, anybody ever been to the Vatican? Have you seen the La Pietà? Is that amazing? It looks like Mary's, Jesus, it's marble. It was the most amazing thing you ever seen in your life. It's priceless. They asked him how he did it. Oh, he said, oh, simple. I just took away the excess. That's a speaking spirit. Speak, spirit. It took only the anointing of God to do that. Now watch this. When he created Adam, you know what Adam looked like? He was a mannequin. He was just dirt. That's what he was. Nothing in him. Like a mannequin. Formed out of dust. And God took him by the nose and did this. He didn't breathe in his mouth. He breathed in his nostrils. If he'd breathed in his mouth, it'd have been CPR. Come on, Adam. Come on, Adam. He wasn't trying to get him to breathe. He was giving him breath of life. And Adam did this. Came alive. And God said, speak, spirit! Created the express image of God. Now you can understand. See, because the translators had a problem with Psalms 8. What is man that thou art mindful of him? God bless you. What is the son of man that thou art mindful of him? What is man that thou art mindful of him and the son of man that thou visited him? Man and the son of man are in the same verse, Psalms 8. Thou hast made him a little lower. Oh, Lord. Then they wouldn't translate it the way it was put. They said, oh, no, man, they're going to kill us. It's called heresy. So we're going to say, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. But he doesn't say that. It says this, thou hast made him a little lower than God. You know why? Because, see, mankind is a speaking spirit. Do you know we're the only species on the earth that can destroy it? Only a spirit can destroy this planet. A gorilla can't. So you didn't evolve from one. A whale can't, a lion can't, an elephant can't, a giraffe can't, a leopard can't. It can't have, no animal can destroy this planet. Not even the dinosaurs. But a man can. Because he's been given dominion over all the works of God. Because he's a speaking spirit. That's why God said, if you would say to that mountain, say something, boy, speak, spirit. And there was Adam like a mannequin. And when God breathed, he went, hey. He could have created the whole race, but he didn't. He made two women, a man and a woman made two people and said, y'all create. Speaking, don't tell me a woman can't preach. See, you don't know what's wrong with men. They look at a woman as a sexual object to be conquered. Let me help you out, ladies. Now, you are a speaking spirit made in the image of God. You can talk like a man. Talk like God. Speak, spirit. Listen, man, you got no sense about God. You know where all his artwork came from? God. God was a sculpture. He sculptured Adam out of the dirt. Just like Michelangelo sculptured the La Pietà out of marble. But what happens is it's a statue. But when God finished, he breathed life. All of a sudden, Adam opens his eyes. He's a speaking spirit. Are you ready for this? But God didn't quit forming stuff out the dust. He created all kind of animals, but he didn't know what they was. What is that? I have no idea what that is. Artists do that all the time. What am I trying? What's coming out of me? I can tell y'all don't believe me. Look at y'all going. You want me to prove it? How many of y'all want me to prove it to you? God made animals and didn't have that foggy idea what they were. You want me to prove it to you? Tell me the book of Genesis chapter 2. I'll show you something. You think I'm joking? I'll show you something right now. Oh, Lord, let me finish this tonight. If you get ready, if you finish before I do, you can go home. Let me finish this real quick. Genesis chapter 2. God made a horse and didn't have the foggiest idea what a horse was. Made a horse out the dirt, standing there like a mannequin. Look at me, like, yeah. Had no idea what it was. He just sculptured it. You don't believe me? I'll prove it to you. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them. Look at me. Look at me. He didn't walk them. He didn't fly them. He brought them. Watch me. Pick it up. Bring it over there. He brought them. Watch this. Unto Adam to see what he would call them. He didn't know what it was. He just made something. He said, what do you think that is, Adam? Adam's a speaking spirit. He said, that's a horse. Hey, Adam. Do you know that they were not alive when he brought them? He didn't walk them. He brought them. They were just like Adam was. Adam was created in the image of God. He was a speaking spirit like God is. Let me show you. Let me just show you. If you don't believe me, watch this. This will bless you. Watch it. And out of the ground, verse 19, Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every what? Living. They weren't alive. They were just like him, formed out of the dust of the ground. And God looked at Adam and said, speak, spirit, what you gonna call that? That's a horse. He brought them. He didn't walk them. He didn't fly them. He brought them. He picked them up and brought them. And he named 500,000 species. And life came into them. And he gave you creative ability. And he says, produce life. Look at your Bible. And what he called them, every living, they were just like Adam. Mannequins, formed. God didn't know what they were. Eagle, fly like an eagle. A giraffe. Ooh, what's that, Lord? Looks like you just put parts on that one. That's a wildebeest. That's the leftovers. That animal looked like he is a species of all kinds. Short, long nose, short ears, funny looking tail, weird looking body. See, people thought that the animals came in the ark two by two. Heard that? That's not true. The unclean animals came two by two. God's an environmentalist. He's not even going to kill the unclean ones. The clean animals came in by sevens. You never hear that part, do you? Why? Because the devil wants you to manifest on the unclean. Go read your Bible. You'll find out that the clean animals came in by sevens. The unclean came in by two. Then they were not even alive. When he spoke, speak, spirit. Pow! Species life. Because he had life in him. Just like he said, Adam, do what I do. That's why I give you dominion. That's why we're the only species on the earth that can destroy the planet. Can't you see that? Because we're speaking spirits. Now, watch this. At the fall, God told the devil, I'm going to send one. You're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bust your head. Now, watch this. And he will be born a woman's seed. And we thought, praise God, that sounds good to me. The devil said, well, anybody born a woman, I can make fall. Because see, the devil was thinking sexual. See, that's what he's thinking. Any woman birth a child, I'll make that child fall. Born a woman's seed. But wait a minute, girls. Women don't have seed. Women ain't got no seed. Men have seed. Listen, ladies, you need us for something. Maybe that's all, but you need us for something. And you can control the world. A woman can handle the world. She can do it, son. But to have a baby, she got to have us. But wait a minute. God said something kind of strange, that he would be born of woman's seed. I thought, what could be woman's seed? And first thing first, the most amazing thing, when he named them, the Bible said he created male and female, created he them, and called them, watch this lady, Adam. He didn't call her Eve. He called her Adam. Adam called her Eve. He didn't want her having his name. I could never figure out, bless God, why would you give a woman a male name? Because she was woman. Woman. Whoa, man. Whoa, man. You know what she is? She's man with womb. Let me tell you something. When Jesus came here, God didn't need us, but he needed woman. Ah, but what is woman's seed? Because woman's seed, women don't have seed. That doesn't exist. That don't happen. Oh, till you met a 15-year-old virgin girl named Mary. And an angel came up there and said, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Look at the people. Look at the Protestants. Hail Mary. That's exactly what he said. Thou hast found favor with God. You're going to have a baby. She went, whoa, time out. Whoa. Wait a minute. Me and Joe ain't messing around. She said, how can this be? Since I know not a man. Or in other words, I can't have no baby. I have no seed. Where is woman's seed? Oh, get ready. That angel looked at her. He said, thou shalt conceive a child. And God didn't even let Mary name. Most mamas name their babies. Husbands get along with, okay, whatever you want there, honey. You can have a little input, but that's about all you got. He said, you'll have a man, John, you shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. God with us as one of us, inside of us, living with us, man. She looked and watched woman's seed. What that angel was saying was, Mary, speak, spirit, because it can't happen till you speak. Come on, girl, speak. She's a spirit, buddy. And she looked and said, let it be. Even as thou hast said, and woman's seed was birthed. Wow, God said, I can use that. That's creative. Wham! And Jesus was birthed in Mary's womb. Because she spoke. Speak, spirit, same thing. Speak, Adam. What are you going to call this? That's a horse. Okay. We're creating this image. No, we're not gods. We're not the son of God, but we are sons of God. We're not servants of God. We are sons of God that serve. Do you know what we are? That's why the devil hates us. We are the monarchy. We're the royal family. We're not the trash of the earth. Satan's the trash of the earth. We are the royal family, the monarchy. And all royal families live in castles and ain't nobody mad about it. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. So don't tell me a woman can't preach. Well, what about what Paul said? That a woman shouldn't usurp authority over a man. Listen, women been usurping authority over men from the creation. How you know that? Eat this, Adam. Okay. Come on. You're living in a dream world, buddy. But what was happening, men sat on this side, women sat on this side, and they would holler across that. Hey, honey! And he said, whoa, man, women ought to be silent in the church. What's the matter? Y'all can't be hollering across that because everything's done decency and order. And people picked that up like, well, bless God, now a woman can't talk. Woman can't do this. Woman needs to be pregnant and barefooted. You living in a dream world, buddy. Woman's a brilliant individual. She's a speaking spirit. So when Kathy says, Jesse, I got something from God. You know what? I don't say this. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Woman, pass it by me and I'll see if it's right. You know what I say? Speak, spirit. Come on, girl. Speak it. What God said. We'll run with this thing. You know why? Because I'm not insecure. I told her, I'll sell you tapes. Honey, I don't care. Glory to God. I'd like to be called Kathy's husband. Who cares? Do you understand? Speak, spirit. They're not usurping authority. They're giving information. And give the Lord a hand clap for that. Oh, the battles of life. So, God explained something to me. He showed me what woman's seed is. What you say is what will be. And it's the same way with a man. You got power. Man in a sinful state has great power. Even God proved that in Genesis chapter 11. Called the Tower of Babel. He said they done got together. Everything they imagined to do is not refrained from them. They will do this. Let's go down there and watch this. Confuse their language so you can't speak to each other. They don't know. Can I say something? Wonder why the archaeologists hadn't found that tower. You ever wonder? You ever wonder why? We found everything else. That thing's supposed to be the biggest thing out there, right? Why didn't we find it? You want to know why we have never found it? Would you like to know? Go with me to Genesis chapter 11. And I'll close with this, I promise. Hallelujah. My promises are yea and amen. Let me show you why. Now the King James translates this perfect in Hebrew. Genesis chapter 11 verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Genesis chapter 11 verse 1. Came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So notice, man always wants to make a name himself. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded, right? And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. They have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. Wonder why we didn't find it. The ruins. Something. Because they never built it. They imagined they did. Look at me. Look at this. Verse 4, they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach it to heaven. Let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Now, if you read up there, it's in, we're going, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly, blah, blah. Verse 5, Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Watch this. The Lord said, behold, the people is one. They have all one language. This they began to do. Now nothing began to do. Now nothing we restrain from them which they have imagined to do. Oh, let the light come on. They imagine. They were saying that by faith. Bless God, we're going to get together. We're going to burn those brick, mortar, slime. We're going to get together. And they imagine. My Lord, it's now coming out of a spirit, even though it's a dead spirit. And whatever they imagine, they never built it. They started to. And God said, oh, let's go down there and confuse their language. Look at y'all. They're reading all the way down the chapter. I ain't never heard that before. Now, and you can understand that. God said they built it, but it was in their imagination. See, it was by faith. And God said, my God, they're going to do this. And you read on. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth and left to build the city. Left out to build. And therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Now watch, if you look in the Amplified, it says they built the city. No, it was in their imagination. They said, let us go to. We're going to do this. And God said, my Lord, if two of you agree, why is that so powerful? Is it because of your faith? Well, yes, in one sense. But what it is, above all, is you are speaking spirit. You have the ability to create, and there's nothing man can't do. Look at everybody. They're reading their Bibles. We get to there. And God said, they can't. He said, I want to see what they built. But they hadn't started. But it was already in their mind. A mouth is where you get information. A mind is where you process information. But when you get in that processor, it's going to come out on the printer. It's built. Every architect does it every time he draws blueprints. In his mind, he's finished. The house is built. And there's not one piece of lumber out there. He can see it. And God had to come down, because if you can't talk to the contractor, and the contractor can't talk to the plumber, and the plumber can't talk to the electrician, you ain't going to build no house. And that was one of the most amazing things. Can you imagine that? When a man said, hey, Harry, come over here. What'd you say? Oh, what you doing? You've been watching them African movies? Hey, man, do you understand what I'm saying? Come on, stop that. Muy bien. Gracias, lo siento mucho. Cuídese bien. What you say? Come over here. I want to talk to you. El Pancho is Cisco. You speak Spanish? Oui, oui. No, that ain't oui, oui. Oui, oui is French. Can you imagine that? You want to build a church? Get together and say you will. It comes up, buddy. Oh, if you disagree with anything I said tonight, meditate on it. Go study it out. You'll find out that God ain't looking at what you do with your hand. He's looking at what you do with your mouth. You should have wrote that down. That's a revelation right there. Here, buddy, is where everything's made. I'll give it. Can I say one more thing? I'm going to say something going to knock your lights off. God has the power to take life, but he can't. He got the power to do it, but he won't. He's bound. He can't. He says death and life is in the power of whose tongue? Yours. You ready for this? You want something to knock your lights off? You choose when you live. You choose when you die. Death and life's in the power of your tongue. Not God's. No, he's got the power. But he will not exercise that because you are a speaking spirit. So he says, speak life. He even tells him, choose life. It's death and blessing, man. Let me help you out. Let me help you. Life. This side. Oh, no. Mama chose death. Daddy chose death. We death people. We gonna choose death. Though we walk through the valley. No, we ain't walking through the valley of death. We building a house. We canonize the place. Death is where we are. Glory to God. God says, okay. You want something that's you want a statement of unbelief? Oh, Lord, should I say this? Lord, don't get mad at me. This is strong stuff. It's when you say, this is a statement of unbelief. When the Lord gets ready, he going to heal me. So you calling God a liar. Because he said, by his stripes, you were healed. Are healed. You're already past tense. You said, yeah, but when he get ready, he going to heal me. When I receive my healing. And the Lord said, excuse me, excuse me. Have you checked my back lately? Skin was ripped off of it. Now, you may believe that, but you may believe in healing, but you may not be able to receive healing. That's another level. That's another thing. That's another message. You got to come up, man. Come up hither. Jesus believed and received in himself that he could walk on water. Peter didn't. And you know, everybody thought he sunk, right? You ever see the artist rendition? Water's up these waist. You hadn't read the Bible. He beginning to sink. He said, Lord, save me. And the Lord caught him. Do you know how close he was to Jesus? You see renditions of the paintings. Jesus is way over where that man is. And I'm over here like Peter going. You know how close he was? Stand up, Pastor. Shows up. Pastor's Jesus. I'm Peter. This is how close he was to Jesus. He's beginning to sink. The water hadn't got above his toenails. Lord, save me. And that's when Jesus said, I just got you. Let me paraphrase. Fool, look how close we are. What's the matter with you? Don't worry, my God. Why would you doubt? Oh, you live there. Watch it. You're this close. How many of you have been that close? He was not even an arm length away from Jesus. Jesus caught him. You go read that in your Bible. And the first thing he said, why'd you doubt? I can understand if you doubt it, if you're 100 yards away. But you're right here. You come this far. Watch your words. Some of you black people understand this. I have a dream. I may not get there with you. You may kill a man, but you will never kill that dream. You can't kill that cause because the cause is right. But if you say, I may not. Now, people are going to think you're arrogant. But if I wouldn't have done that with my family, I wouldn't be preaching tonight. I'd be dead. Or I couldn't preach because I couldn't work. I've said this in front of my family. I don't mean that to be right. But you understand? They were trying to be nice. You understand? They're trying to be nice. But nice will kill you sometimes. I'm going to keep my promise, but I'll tell you one more thing. I'm going to preach a sermon. You know what the problem with most Christians? Profanity. They use too many four-letter words. Poor. Weak. That's all I'm going to give you, just a little piece right there. That's it. That's profanity in the ears of God. Because you know what? When I say four-letter, I know exactly what y'all thought. And that's what Christians do all the time. Poor, weak, sick. Dead. Try some five-letter words. Ooh, try some seven-letter words. That's another sermon I'm going to preach at one of the believers' conventions. I got that the other day. Lord said, you got profanity in your mouth. Oh, Lord. I heard you use that four-letter word. Lord, now you heard wrong. I didn't say I didn't think it. I just said I didn't say it. I heard you say it. What, Lord? You accusing me of profanity? Yeah. What did I say? Poor, weak, sick, dead. There's a list of them, buddy. You need to get away from that. Stand to your feet. Oh, God, I preach long. I apologize, but it's so hard to quit here. Pastor Tim sets a foundation for you to minister. Now, listen, I may say some things you disagree with tonight. You have that right. I don't know everything. And by no means. Go study it out. But I know how to make a horse come alive. I know how to do that. I know how to get problems out of my view. If you would say unto this mountain, speak, spirit, be thou cast into the sea. Not doubt in your heart, believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You might have? No. You'll have whatsoever you sayeth. God is requiring the same thing from us as he did from Adam, as he did from Mary. Speak, spirit. Whew. That's why we need to take care of this planet. Even though sin's touched it, it's still our domain. See, that's why I don't have a problem with race. Because we're only one race. We are spirits housed in a soul, clothed in a body. Jesus loves you. So if you're having problems, let me help you. You've been promoted. Promotion from God brings standing attention. That's all right. You're going to win. Read the end of the book. You win. All you got to do is walk in it. All I had to do to preach at Ocala, Word of Faith, was just come. This door has been open to me. Pastor said, come on, Jesse. Presents me with a gift every time I come. I said, oh, no, man. Just lets me do what he trusts me. That I respect that. But you know what? I could say, I sure wish I could go over there and preach at Ocala. I sure wish I could. Tim said, well, come on. I sure wish I could. Man, if I could just go to Ocala. Come on. Oh, I'm believing. Get in the plane and go. Oh, I hope so. I'll even help you. I'll give you a key to the city. I got a key to Ocala, Florida. Hanging on my wall. Got the key. Unlock it. Come inside. All you got to do is come. Oh. One day. One day. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Let Jesus be the Lord of your life. I'm going to ask you to meet my friend. I know it's late. It is 10 minutes after 9. But ladies and gentlemen, actually in my time, it's 10 minutes after 8. I'm in Central Time. I'm going to ask you to meet my friend Jesus. All I ever wanted in my life was a God that I could talk to. I had to write that book. I'm so glad that this is the first church I could show it to. Because you see, we sure have had enough religion. People died today in Israel. All because of religion. Mad and hate. Teaching. Year after year, century after century. When will we learn? How many more people have to die? How many more children have to hear racial slurs and words? Why don't we just stop? We have power to stop. Why can't we just love somebody because of who they are? I'm going to ask you to meet my friend. If you're in this building today and you'd like to get saved for the very first time, would you give me the honor of walking to the throne of God and say, Lord, here's a person that knows about you, but they don't know you. You see, I went to church as a child. Mama made me go to church. I knew about God, but I did not know God. That was the difference. I thought of God as a building church, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. That's all I knew. You know, that's all I knew. I knew about God, but I didn't know God. Would you give me the honor of saying, Lord, here's a person they know about you, but they would like to meet you today, Lord. They'd like to know you personally. And I used to stop there because that's the way I was taught as a minister of the gospel until the Lord arrested my mind and said, take it further. Maybe you're in this building today and no, you're not backslidden to hell by no means, but you're not living the way you should live and you need to come back to God. Some people call it rededicate. I don't call it that at all. I call it selling out. Maybe a preacher hurt you. Maybe a Christian hurt you. Maybe I hurt you. If I did, I apologize. Would you give me the honor of going to the throne and say, Lord, here's a person who's had some tough times. But tough times don't last. Tough people do. They're coming back. You see, some ministers don't think that a rededication is as important as a first-time salvation. Oh, but let me help you. When you come back, all that knowledge you had before you left immediately takes up where you left off. You don't lose any of it. You start walking from that point again. All the knowledge you knew before you walked away comes back and begins to produce. Would you give me the honor of going to the throne with you? Listen, I'm on your side. I know there's battles in life. The battle may not be your choice, but the outcome is. So let me say it again. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. I ask you to bow your heads in reverence to a holy God. I ask you to close your eyes in reverence to an individual standing by you. If you don't know Jesus and you'd like to get saved for the first time, or, and be honest with yourself, you're not where you should be with God. And you need to come back to him. Draw closer to him. Come back to him. Would you lift your hand up? Hold your hand up when I see and acknowledge it. You may put your hand down. Yes, I see your hand. Yes, I see those hands. Ushers, help me if you see hands I don't see. Way in the back, I see your hand, ma'am. Yes, young lady, I see your hand. Way in the back, I see your hand. Thank you. Yes, I see your hands here on the sides. Over here by the wall, I see your hand, sir. Thank you, I see that hand. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Yes, I see those hands. By lifting of a hand, you're saying, I want to get saved. Or you're saying, Brother Jesse, I got to be honest. I'm not where I should be. I need to come back. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. Yes, I see your hand. Thank you, I see those hands. Thank you, way in the back, I see your hand. You may put your hand down. Thank you, I see that hand. Could I see one more? Don't miss my friend. Thank you, young man, I see your hand. Thank you, I see your hand. Look at the people, my God, my God. Yes, I see your hand. Yes, I see your hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want everyone to look at me. Thank you, I see those hands. Yes, I do. Look at me, look at me. Everyone look at me. Lift your head. I would never lie to you people. I had too many people lie to me. They would let me go to hell. They didn't care. They didn't care because I was a rocker, you know, and I was full of sin and I knew that, but they wouldn't talk to me. Oh, I'd play those Vegas hotels, you know, things like that. They'd have Christian events. had their little Christian name tags. I'd come out, hair down to here. They'd look at me. If anybody needed Jesus, I did. Walk right by me, never said a word. Kind of like that road to Samaria. Isn't that amazing? I told the Lord, if you ever do anything in my life, I'll tell people the truth. I will live clean for you, God. Because they gave me the greatest gift they could ever give anybody. They gave me their trust. I can't break that. Many of you lifted your hand from the back to the front to the sides. In every section, you lifted your hand. I'm going to ask you to do something harder than this. I'm going to ask every one of you that lifted your hand, not some of you, because you are a person of integrity. I'm going to ask every one of you that lifted your hand to get out of your seat and come stand here. I want to pray for you. In front of everybody, what's wrong with that? Jesus hung on the cross in front of everybody. He didn't ask you to do that. He's asking you to make a stand for him. If you lifted your hand, get out of your seat and come. Give them a hand clap as they come. Is that good? Come on, give them a good one. Come on, give them a good hand clap. Isn't that good? Oh, glory. Oh, glory. All you that have come forward, look at Brother Jesse. You're the reason I'm in the ministry. You're the reason why I preach so much. People ask me all the time, why you preach so much? I'm about my Father's business. I wish I could stop a little. I just hear it. It's night and day. Come over to Macedonia. My wife says, how do you fly 21 hours, you hit. And I understand, but see, people don't understand that calling. How do you explain that? It's like trying to tell Pastor Tim that he's not a pastor. You're not going to convince him of that. Because it's in him. See, it's in him. It's there. This church is birthed in him. It's there. You do what you got to do. Because you're worth it. Jesus thinks the world of you. So do I. I want to pray a prayer with you. I'm going to ask you to pray this with me. I'm going to ask you to repeat it after me. I'm going to ask you to say it with your heart. Speak, Spirit. And confess it with your mouth. When we finish this, you'll be in the kingdom of God, whether it's a first-time salvation or a selling out, a coming back to God. Now, let me say this. This is not a prayer of feeling. This is a prayer of faith. See, I used to think if I didn't feel God, he was mad at me. Or I'd done something wrong. And I thought, man, what's the use? I can't feel it. And the Lord said, you don't pray by feeling, you pray by faith. But I've always been honest with God. You know what I said, little lady? I said, okay, I understand that. But God, let me help you out here. Let me help me out. I need to feel. I don't know about you people, but I need a Jesus with skin on him. You understand? I don't need a Jesus way over there. I need a Jesus that said, Jesus, Jesse, I need that. My wife, I'll be married to her 31 years next week. That's amazing. Like when I'm home, she's got to touch me in that bed. She got to just make sure I'm there. I can feel her hand just lightly. There's just something about that. If I happen to get up, she'll wake up. What is it? And you know what? I never thought I'd ever do that. But the other day I woke up and she wasn't there. I went, woman, where? I couldn't find her. She's gone. But I knew where she went. I said, she must have went to the office. It's 5:30 in the morning. I called the office. She said, hey. I said, what you doing? She said, I'm waking. She said, I couldn't sleep. I said, you could have told me. I didn't want to wake you up. What I'm saying is, it was just something about that touch. Well, you know what I need? I need God to do that to me. I don't know about you. I just need God to go, Jess. Just not much. Just, I don't mind a slap in the head. I don't care. Just touch me. Because I know you're there. That's what's going to happen to you. Are you ready to pray? I'm going to ask everybody in the audience to pray this prayer with us. Let's pray it together. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sin before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me, for bringing me back to where I once was. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. Stand right there. Give him a hand clap. You made it. You made it. Hey, wasn't that good? That's pretty easy, wasn't it? That wasn't hard, was it? Pretty simple. Wonder why religion make it so hard. It was a simple prayer. Now, I've said this thousands of times. I got to say it again. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Y'all going to spend eternity with me. I'm a nice guy. I mean, we're going to heaven. Ain't that something, my Lord? Lady, I may live next door to you. Ain't that something? I'll be at your house every day. Glory to God. I'll stick my head in your window. Hey, Jesse here. I'm going to be a lot taller and brown hair. I'm going to have brown hair. I believe in God. I am. Are we going to take these people somewhere? I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. Please, I wish someone would have done this for me, but they didn't care. I don't care if it's a first time salvation or rededication, selling out. We want to take a little run, pray with you for just a minute. It's called family. You'll never be another day without prayer. Never. You'll never go a day without prayer. My ministry will pray for you and I will pray for you. I promise you. I stand on the holy ground. I'm telling you. You need my prayer. I need your prayer. We brothers. We sisters.